There's a call for Australia to be held to account over a $500 million loan it made to a gas project that's in flaming tensions in Papua New Guinea. The ExxonMobil-run project was launched with the promise of transforming the PNG economy. But nearly 4 years since gas began flowing, household incomes and employment are lower and frustration is rising. Lexi Metherill reports.
The Australian and PNG governments sold the LNG project as transformational for the PNG economy, but watchdogs say it's anything but.
It is a project that is not helping the PNG people and, in fact, may well be said to be damaging the people of PNG.
The LNG project is run by ExxonMobil and started channeling gas from PNG's Gila region to Asia in 2014. Economic modelling predicted it would lift household income by 84%, but the non-government organisation Jubilee Australia Research Centre has found incomes have fallen by 6%. It was expected to generate jobs and government spending, but both are down. Dr. Luke Fletcher is the centre's executive director.
People are very unhappy and distressed about what's happened. They were promised all these benefits. They're not flowing. It's been 8 years since the ground was broken for this project, 4 years since the gas started flowing. They're not seeing the benefits in their communities and they're very unhappy. And we saw with the recent earthquake up there that this has really sort of inflamed tensions even further.
ExxonMobil PNG says it's paid billions in employment taxes and has invested more than $300 million in services and infrastructure for local communities. But Luke Fletcher says it's also avoiding paying billions in tax through avoidance schemes.
The point that we're making is it's not actually the job of companies to provide social and health and other benefits and infrastructure to any people, whether it's the people of PNG or anywhere else. It's up to governments to do that. But in order for governments to do that, they have to collect the right amount of revenues.
Australia provided a $500 million loan to resources companies and the PNG government to get the project off the ground via its Export Finance and Insurance Corporation, or EFIC. It's EFIC's biggest loan on record. EFIC's executives were grilled by the former Greens Senator Scott Ludlam at Senate Estimates last year.
Now, when does the Commonwealth start to get its money back?
Repayments have already commenced.
Have they? So the Australian taxpayer is getting paid and the population of PNG is not. That seems a little perverse. What are the likely impacts on Australia getting its money back if armed conflict breaks out and exports are disrupted and we end up with another Bougainville on our hands?
Luke Fletcher says EFIC's due diligence to the PNG LNG project was poor.
We think that the governance of EFIC, the due diligence of EFIC is very poor. And in this case, we'd go a step further and say that the Australian government itself must bear some of the blame here because it directed EFIC to make the loan because it was decided that it was a national interest issue. And so it was actually a cabinet decision.
AM has asked the government for a response.
Lexi Metherill reporting.